The blessing and grace of our Lord Jesus and His Holy Spirit be with you as you listen to this message. I was given a link to this video and found it very sobering, much more sobering than I could have stated it. This young man is a Christian who sought God about the afterlife. He has a really solid testimony, guys. The Lord revealed to him firsthand what many will experience when they die. And the last few messages have been about massive catastrophes where millions of people are going to die. And the Lord is really trying to get our attention, because all around us are people who really are unsaved or compromised. And these won't be ready. These souls that are compromised or don't know the Lord, they're not going to be ready. Please help them get ready. Encourage them to watch this young man who had the out-of-body experience standing before the judgment of God. And if any of you are in a state of compromise now, God is calling you back to Himself before it's too late for you. So going into the message, I've been struggling with a situation for days and even weeks that brought deep sorrow to my soul. And I knew the concern was over the state of that soul, and their salvation and eternity were at risk. All I could do is groan in pain as the Lord showed to me the edge of the abyss they were standing on. There were several facets to the situation, some of which impacted me directly, but my heart was riveted on what Jesus was experiencing, and that was about their salvation. At one point during worship, I placed my hand on his heart and just cleaved to him, putting my final trust in his grace. At one point during worship, I placed my hand on his heart and just cleaved to him, putting my final trust in his grace. And I realized, some of you today are being pulled in two different directions. There's a battle going on for your souls. Your conscience is deeply troubled, but you are not aware of how serious your position is in the eyes of the Lord. And I believe that's why He led me to this film that I shared with you before the message. The tiny sins darken the soul and lead to little sins, which lead to medium sins, which lead eventually to the big sins and the death of your soul. Satan does not tempt us with big sins at the start. He begins small, very small, so small that our conscience barely responds. Once he has mastered our conscience on that level, he goes to the next level. And if you manage to muffle and justify the objections your conscience makes, Satan continues the process of what will ultimately be the death of our souls. Not all at once with murder, but little by little with tiny compromises. He draws us into a pit of sin, and we anesthetize and ignore the twinges of our conscience. If we cannot resist the little sins, how will we endure the hour of trial that is to come upon the whole world? Some of us have lost our perspective. We're living for today and not considering the consequences of tomorrow. Our lives might end tonight. And where do we stand before God in this very moment? No one is guaranteed a tomorrow, and the Lord has warned us. Millions will perish in the judgment that is to fall on the earth. Some of us have been honorable Christians in the past, but having been sifted by the devil, we now find ourselves steeped in sin, unable to break from the very thing that brought us to this state. We've been weakened until we no longer have resistance to sin. We suffer from guilt and remorse, because we are no longer the persons we once were. where we stand before God right now is dangerously close to the abyss. What we choose in this moment will become our tomorrow. Just the thought of these things caused me to cry out to the Lord for His mercy. After a while, I felt a release, and He said, "Your heart is my pillow." I said, "Oh, how sweet." And He said, "I find comfort here. I find caring and focus on what is truly of importance to me, not the flesh, which matters for nothing, except to sustain the Spirit's temple. Oh, Claire, I long to hold all my vessels unto honor close to my heart. I long to hear the pure beating of their hearts. I long for them to be detached from material things in the world. And I'm so glad you're going in that direction. Just be vigilant. You have many enemies. But as you can see, I have not allowed them to do tremendous harm. A little here, a little there, just to keep you on your toes. I want all my brides to know that as they wrestle with their flesh in confronting the future events, I am ever so pleased with their decision to stay faithful and committed to my will for their lives or even their deaths. For death no longer has a sting. Not from my holy ones, not from my holy ones that have given me their all as I gave them my all. Do not be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through now, beloved brides. I am yet removing layers of corruption from your souls and your garments. Do not be discouraged with your sins. I knew your weakness before you fell. Did I not allow you to fall to reveal to you how weak you truly are? Your beauty is not what you have accomplished or made yourself. These things in heaven are but filthy rags from earth and will not accompany you to testify to your sanctity. If you shed them on earth and put aside your masks, I will reveal to you your real beauty. Your outer appearance is merely a corruptible shell that will wither and die. It is the inward beauty of a loving soul dedicated to living for me and not herself or himself that shines. If you do not have that, you have nothing. These are things only I can accomplish in you with your cooperation and willingness to be vulnerable and to see yourself as you are before the citizens of heaven who are looking in on you all, cheering you on, hoping you will cooperate with grace to become the great beauties I created you to be. These times are the times that will separate the wheat from the chaff. Those that are sincere from those who are in it for personal advantage. If you have been alive in me and you join ranks with others for selfish advantage, your heart becomes darkened and closer to death. Oh yes, you can look quite alive in your body and be dead inside, compromised to a point near to the death of your soul. My children, I do not judge you on your performance, but on your motive, the purity of your heart, the love you put into each action. That is what shall be weighed in the balance when you arrive here. Some of you listening to this will come before the judgment seat, where all your works, good and bad, will be exposed, and your fate for eternity will be determined. To you, I say, you are facing choices in this very moment that will determine the rest of your journey, your life path, whether you live a life of virtue or a life of sin, whether you will serve me or serve the devil, whether you will die in virtue or die in sin. I'm coming back. This is no time to play with fire. This is no time to compromise. Rather, this is the time to renounce and repent of your sins and compromises. This is a time to embrace brotherly love, extend a hand of help, live for the good of others, not for your own advantage. This is a critical season. Many of you listening will be facing physical death this year. If you are not right with me, come, come to my loving arms, and though your sins be as scarlet, I will wash them white as snow. And you are not guaranteed life tomorrow, yet heaven and hell lie directly before you. Choose this day who you will serve, and if it is me, you have only to ask for the strength to break from your sinful past, and I will enfold you in my arms with great compassion and forgiveness. However, if you choose to continue on in your sinful ways, I have warned you, death is at the door, and your tomorrow is not guaranteed. Do not sell your souls for a trifle. Repent, break with sin, come to me. I will restore you and rebirth you into eternal life, fully equipped to live a holy life from the inside out. I am here for you. Come.